Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Friday night, and this is Enter the Light. And it's the 45th show and for the whole crew, and it's the Sacred Embers team. And tonight we are with Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson and myself, Jan Drake Bakke. Today is March 9th, 2018. So happy March and happy spring, too. So we are going to talk about, the theme tonight is about boundaries and energetic boundaries and how we can, what do we need to do for any of the blockages that are present, how can we help them, and how do we deal with them. So that's the main theme, and I am just going to, I just have a few announcements before we get started. I know we have a few people waiting, so hopefully just be patient with us. We just always get through this beginning part. I want to read about our hosts here, Shannon and Ryan. Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years' experience working with spirit. Her spirit team helps access information to assist in life journeys, including past life, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist without interfering with free will contract to help you feel more empowered in your life. You can find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite.com.home, and Wixsite is W-I-X-S-I-T-E. And Ryan Adragna works with and through his spirit team as an energy spirit healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms, which include very high vibrational angelic beings who are experts in many different healing modalities that may be familiar to you, including Reiki and Sekhem. You can find Ryan on Facebook and on his website, which is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. And I am Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a certified psychic intuitive medium, sharing messages and the totem animals who guide you along your way, along with readings and working on missing persons and crime cases. I love working with poetry. I share a lot of it, as you can see on my Facebook and Twitter. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. And I'm on Facebook, too. And I do share poems for events and all kinds of stuff, songs, if you're interested. So please get a hold of me. So that's it. That's the three of us for tonight. And we're going to have a little bit of a different schedule. Sue DiAlamante or Lynn Bleasdale may be, or Jody Higgins may be coming in every other week. I'm going to just work two times a month for right now because I need to have that break. And so the other team from Divine Connections will be coming in every other week, which is really great. And by the way, they are on Wednesday night, Divine Connections, at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern, Lynn Bleasdale, Sue Fields D. Alamonte, and Jody Higgins. And then Thursday night at the same time is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then we have our Friday night show tonight, Enter the Light. So here we are, and so I was about to crack up into when I was going along because I had to pinch my finger for a minute there because sometimes I just want to start laughing. I don't know why. Maybe it's just nerves or something. But anyway, I'm going to hand you over to Ryan, and he will. We're talking about boundaries and energetic boundaries and what we can do with them. How do we deal with them, the blockages? What are the blockages that happen, and what do we do about that? So, Ryan, if you want to start it off.
Yeah, well, well, I just want to give my listeners and the callers a little bit of a preamble here. Just remember that, in your third dimensional earth plane reality, remember that you are water, okay? So go ahead and cry, cleanse, flow, and let go. And remember that you are fire. So burn, tame, adapt, and ignite. And remember that you are air. So observe, breathe, ooze, focus, and decide. And remember that you are earth. So ground, give, build, and heal. And also remember, finally, but not, there's no pecking order here. Remember that you are spirit, so connect, listen, know, and be still. So in terms of boundaries, boundaries are, that's an effect on the emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical planes of your being. And it's a mixed bag. It could come from a previous life. It can come from anywhere, anything in between. There's no really discrete answer as far as boundaries are concerned. So I guess we can talk about this subject for a long, long time, many, many radio shows. But truth be told, I think boundaries are something that you like a sponge. You can choose to absorb them, and you can choose to not absorb them. I say that because I'm an empath, so and that's what I do. Truth be told, as an empath, when someone starts talking to me in a way that's unpleasant to me, I have a tendency to say, "Okay, oh my God, he or she just gave me the." Read me the riot act, and now I feel so bad, and blah, 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 and now I'm set back. But from a, and that's from the emotional, mental, spirit planes, and I can choose to accept that, or I can reject that. And that's something that I don't think I really quite understand yet, because that's tough to do. When someone yells at you, or someone does whatever to you, you're like, oh my God, he's having a bad day and he comes down on me, and now I'm having a bad day. So you just absorbed all the negative energies from that person, and now you have to figure out how to get all that negative energy out of your body. You have to push and pull a little bit and say, wow, I don't want that right now. I don't want that. So boundaries can be tricky. Boundaries can be very, very tricky. What they say, good fences make good neighbors. It's very, very tough, in my opinion, to set good boundaries, because they can be so porous. So this is like, in my opinion, a very long series. We can talk, like I said earlier, I'm repeating myself now, but this, we can talk boundaries for hours, but it's, they're affected on many, many planes. So with that, I'll pass. I could talk for hours about this, but with that, I'll pass to Shannon, yeah, or Jan.
Well, that was great, Ryan. And I forgot to tell them that you were going to share your words/poem. That was so beautiful. I hope that you can share it again, because it's so powerful. I love it. And so anyway, thank you for all of that about boundaries. I know there's a lot to share on that, and thank you for sharing all that beautiful information. So, Shannon, what do you have for boundaries?
I love it when the words just suddenly run away and disappear. Told you, I've been having one of them days. It's like, woof, gone. Boundaries. Think of boundaries as your rules of engagement, the rules you set for engagement with you on all levels of being. So boundaries are not just the rules of engagement that we use for others in our lives of how they can interact with us, but it's very important when you're wanting to work with spirit to also have boundaries. We get really excited about working with spirit, no matter what the venue is, whether it's just being able to connect to a loved one that's passed away. To them, it doesn't matter that it's 3 a.m. and you're sleeping and your alarm is going to go off at 5. Doesn't matter to them. Matters to you because you got that alarm clock going off at 5. So setting your boundaries and understand boundaries are something, like Ryan was saying, they can be really kind of mushy and have lots of loopholes. So we have to pay attention to the wording and be patient with yourself, because a lot of times when you first initially set boundaries, maybe the wording's not so good. So you got little loopholes here and there that everybody, living and deceased, are able to kind of pop in still and crossing those boundaries. So you want to keep refining them. As you grow, as you expand in life, as things change in life, ups and downs, you need to alter your boundaries. And sometimes you need to be strengthening them. Others, they may become null and void at some point in your life, and that boundary needs to be removed. So know that these are always moving, flexible, and building as you evolve, as those around you change, as your work with spirit changes, it needs to change too. But my best description for them, because a lot of people get boundaries and protections kind of mixed up. Protections are for yourself, maintaining your own energy from that which can impact you. Boundaries would be the rules of engagement. When are you available to talk to spirit? Not at 3 a.m. when your alarm clock's going to go off at 5. So you want to work on boundaries perhaps around your bedroom, perhaps around your sleeping cycle, different things like that. If you're dealing with people at work that are always stepping on your boundaries, then you need to address that. Because if you're going to be, when you're working outside in whatever format, whether it's retail, the corporate office, out in the trades, doesn't matter the field, you're interacting with other people. Energy is exchanging all the time. And just as anybody would, you need to set the rules of engagement of how you're going to be treated, how you accept people to treat you. And so this also goes for spirit. Doesn't matter whether living or dead, you want, they need to respect the rules of engagement that you place as your boundaries. And you need to remember that it takes practice. It takes building them, reinforcing them, refining them, changing them, and be okay with that. Don't feel like you're doing anything wrong. You need to be okay with that. That it's no different than changing the size of clothing you wear every day. Not a big deal. You just need to go shopping again. Same thing with boundaries. If it's not working one way, change it up. Reword it. But remember, with spirit, unlike the living, the words no, not, never, and all the contractions of drop off. So rework those words. Enforce your boundaries. Even use post-its if you need to help you remember and keep creating that energetic rule of engagement. And you'll find things get a lot easier, not just with spirit, but even those around you. And that's my spiel.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, Shannon. That was really nice. Very interesting. Both of you, very interesting. Just really helpful, because boundaries are such a big thing in this life. At least they are for me.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know. I don't even know where to begin on this subject, because it's just. So what I do is I write a lot of poetry, because I think there's just so much inside of me about subjects. This would be one of them. So I write a lot to get it out. Growing up, we had varying degrees of boundaries. And in the physical activity boundary, there were no boundaries for us, for the three kids. My dad wanted us to be stars, period. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And there was no boundary on the physical thing of, if you were working out, you know, or if you had a workout, we just did them. You know, we did as many as we had to do to do whatever we had to do to win. And
mm-hmm.
That's how we were trained, and period. I mean, there's just, and it doesn't matter if you're sick or if you are injured, you do it anyway, and all that. So I learned how to physically go beyond normal boundaries. I don't know what normal boundaries are, actually. And even when I've taken dance class, I won't go into it, but it was, we didn't have boundaries for that. So I've had to learn, and I've gotten sick over it. And anyway, that is something I have had to deal with throughout my whole life. And then there was food. There weren't too many boundaries on food either. If my family were listening to this, oh my gosh. Only my brother, who's alive now, my brother Stephen, would know what that was all about. Eating was just, you know, you just eat and you eat and you eat and you eat. And so that was, so I mean, I don't know how to talk about boundaries except Shannon and I were talking about, and Ryan the other day, about being a psychic, you know, stuff like that. When you get blocked up, when I got blocked up, I had to go take a class because I got blocked up and doing my readings. And it wasn't that I couldn't do my readings. It was just that I wasn't feeling I just wasn't feeling as open or whatever. I don't know how to describe it. So I went and took a class, and it was amazing how just the subtleness of that person who taught, who was Mimi Bonhami, by the way, she's excellent. She just was able to open up whatever those blocks were, that energetic block, and it just, wow. It was amazing how my reading started going after that. So much better. And I got mm-hmm. so many testimonies, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, those are some boundaries there. I have to work on boundaries constantly. So I'm just going to read some poems, because it's so vast. Like Ryan says, it could just go on. This one I have on Facebook. It's called "As I Hold My Palm in Love." And it goes, "An open palm holds one with freedom. A closed tight palm as a fist may create pain. A palm of boundary is strong but gentle to keep one staying safe and sane. I keep my heart near the rainbow above in cool waters as I hold my palm in love." And that is what I work at. It doesn't mean I do it. It just means that's what I want to do. So I'm working towards that, holding my palm in love. And then here's another one that's called "Earth Angel." This is sort of off the subject, but it can go with it. "Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember, it's not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well." Sometimes, you know, we can judge ourselves so harshly, and you have to have a boundary for that, because you can't go around judging yourself, you know, judging yourself and thinking that you're doing terrible, you know, you're not doing well or whatever, you have to stop that self-talk. And anyway, at least I do. And then when Ryan was talking about, you know, what he was saying, sometimes you can diffuse somebody who might be yelling at you with just a few kind words, and it can change the whole energy within seconds. And that poem goes, a few kind words is all we need. A smile, a hug is nice indeed. A song, a poem is fun to sing, to lift spirits and be light as a butterfly's wing. And it does. It can, it just within seconds, just by sharing just a few kind words, it can change a boundary of anger. So then there's this one called Empowerment Wellness. I don't have to receive into my body anyone's critical answers, responses, or remarks to me or about me or about anyone else as I let go and love myself into good health. Yeah, and what we do sometimes is we take in all that negative energy, if it's around us or wherever it could be. It could be anywhere, out in the world when you're driving or when you're going somewhere or at work or at home or whatever, and we take it into our body, and it goes into our body, and it can stay there, and then you can get sick or you can have fibromyalgia, and you need to not allow it to come in. Although criticism is not always bad too. Sometimes we need to look at that at criticism and look at it, and we can receive help from it too, as long as we don't take it in to where we're freaking out or where it annihilates us, you know what I mean? So that's basically what I have. I have a couple more, but I don't know if you want to hear. I'll just say one more, the last one, and then we have to go. This one's called, what's it called? I guess I didn't use a title for that. It says, if you don't have a lake to jump in to chill out, go to the spiritual lake of your spirit. Refresh your mind. Take a breath. Cool off your doubt. It's all part of you, inside and out. Sometimes one's brain synapses just need to switch gears and take a jump into the spiritual lake. It's the Christ consciousness, the universal I am. It rinses off anger, fear, brain glitches. Give yourself a break. Let the peace inside calm you and soak your soul. Cool me off, God. Rinse me whole. And that's that one. So,
that was
there you go.
So
I was,
beautiful, Jan.
Oh, did you like that one?
Oh my God. That was a cream of the crop. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh my goodness.
Well, like you say, Ryan, there's so much stuff on boundaries. I mean, I put down spiritual boundaries, Christian boundaries, boundaries of, you know, there's so many physical boundaries, love boundaries. I mean, there's so much. But anyway, we can expand on these and do another show on it. So if you want to, we can start. We've got a huge lineup here, and are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's get going.
Okay.
Yep.
This 201 has been waiting 36 minutes, so here we go. 201, are you there?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everyone. Beautiful poems in. Blessings to all. My name is Tricia. And uh-huh. I have a couple of questions, if you don't mind. I'm trying to connect with my spirit guide, and I don't know why, like, I'm having, like, a block. I'm doing everything. I'm reading up on it and so on and so forth, but I don't know if it's me, myself, or I just don't know where to go from here, you know, and who are my angel guides? I want to bring him down and or she down and with my angel guides, but maybe a name would help.
Well, I can jump in real very quickly here and just to let them see that. But I'm seeing a lion for you as an animal right away. And
okay.
Let's see. And it's in a cave. There's a cave. And also, when you first started talking, I saw the color blue, a very, very beautiful blue.
Well, thank
in
you.
In a round circle. Uh-huh. It's really pretty. And so, the lion is a really majestic animal. And it says, oh, darn it. I'm sorry. I just want to read it to you so you have a good thing. Hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any uncomfortable situations and listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively or recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart more as much as you can. And if you've been called upon to assume a position of authority and leader, the lion is usually the one that's coming around you to tell you that. So it's also it talks about being a good leader and good in organizational skills. And it also talks about being functioning in a group that and a community rather than being alone. And you're always seeking to learn more. So that's the lion that I see. And so I just want to give you that and let someone else come in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tricia. This is Ryan. How's it going?
Hi, Ryan. Good evening.
And good evening to you. you can laugh with me. That's okay. I don't really bite.
Well, I'm a lion. Remember, I roar.
Yeah, but when she said lion, I instantly went to that 1980s movie. Or 1990s movie, Lion King with Mufasa. Mufasa! Mufasa! So, from your energy fields right now, there's a little bit of a metallic taste in my mouth, which is a kind of associated with your fifth chakra.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What chakra was that?
Your fifth chakra. Okay, your throat chakra. Your communication. So, and when there's a blockage in that, that means that you're not speaking your truth. You're not trying. You're not being who you truly are. What I'm also getting is a little bit of hold on here. Your pineal gland, your sixth chakra. Your guides and your angels want you to explore that. You've got a little bit of a headache, and you're going to get a headache tonight. Thank you for calling in. Because you called in, Tricia, you're going to get a headache tonight. I'm sorry about that. But,
that's okay. You know what, Ryan? I always have a headache.
Well,
I think
because
think too much, you know?
Well, you know, there's a spiritual reason behind that. And that's because your guides and your angels are pushing you to explore your mediumship abilities, and they're not, it's not a gift for you, it's an ability, to look into your clairs, okay? So your clairs, And there are many, many clairs out there. So I would encourage you to look into that. And as I'm scanning your energy field right now through your seven chakras, nothing alarming is coming up through your base is fine. Your second, third, fourth. Yeah, it's just right now you're your fifth chakra is a little not for better words jacked up, but it's just speak your truth. But your sixth chakra, between your fifth and sixth chakra, they are I got a headache right now. So hey, Trisha, just
sorry.
Don't apologize. That's what I do. I pick on people's energy fields, and my spirit team calls a spade, and that's what I'm picking up on. So you know what to do. Ground and clear your energies every day. Okay? Get yourself a black hematite stone.
I'm sorry, what was that, a black stone?
Black hematite.
Oh, I have plenty of those rings,
okay,
and necklaces and all of that, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Epsom salt baths, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a salad and hug a big oak tree out on your property if you have one, okay?
You know what, Ryan? I tried to do that today, but I got stuck in like knee-deep snow. So, and I'm not joking. I actually went out because I read, you know, ground yourself to earth and hug a tree. And I said, oh, let me try it. It's nice, you know, snowy, pretty, scenic. And I said, well, I got halfway down the yard, and I said, oh, well, this is not happening. Somebody's gonna have to rescue me from the snow. I have a question for you. The chakras, does that have anything to do with your health? Because I have Lyme disease, pretty bad. And I haven't been in work for almost like 9 months because my Lyme disease is not good.
Mm.
So I don't know if that it has anything to do with chakras, blockages, or any of that.
Lyme disease is a negative energy. All those diseases in your body, I don't want to put that in context for the sake of your body. But any disease that comes into your body is a negative energy. It just sits in your body and it manifests over time, and it becomes what it becomes. So, I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but I would recommend that you get yourself situated with an energy healer to get rid of your Lyme disease. And there are many vetted and validated energy healers out there that can help you with that. Lyme's disease is very curable if and I'll say this, if you come, it's curable if you don't come in with a contract, okay? If you come in with a contract that you're going to have Lyme disease and there's nothing that a healer can do for you, it's something that you signed up for. If it's a lesson or experience, you know, then there's maybe something that a healer can do for you. And then Shannon Johnson can attest to that. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. With diseases, if it was a contract, or if it was experience or a lesson, sometimes it can be cured, sometimes it can't be cured. So it's kind of a mixed bag. So, but in any case, if you want to experiment with a healer, you know, you're talking to two of them on a radio show right now, Shannon Johnson, myself. And you know, you can take it from there. Otherwise,
sounds good.
You know, yeah. So thank you very much.
Well, no, thank you.
All right, and that's all I have.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ryan. That was beautiful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Shannon?
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Shannon.
Totally phasing out this evening. So I've been standing here talking to your spirit guide, actually.
Hi.
He gave me the name Clarence for you to be able to use to have a name identity.
Okay.
He is very funny. He came in with, like, a silver-gray top hat and ascot and was telling me he came in his best dress for this evening.
Oh.
And he had tap shoes on, which is weird. He's like,
I wonder if he stole them from my closet.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, he had tap shoes on, and he kept doing this little, like, 1-2 step for me and everything, and I was like, oh, impressive, oh, impressive. He's like, I'm not Fred Astaire, but I'm good, darling, I'm very good. He's very comical.
Is he here with me, Shannon?
He's with you quite frequently, yes. Yes, he tries to make his presence known. He says, but the problem's been that you've actually been trying too hard. And so some of the signs and connection has been overlooked because he's a little bit more subtle.
Okay.
He says, I'm dapper. I'm very dapper in how I touch.
Mm-hmm.
He cracks me up. I'm sorry, because he's very...
I like that. What does he mean
by
trying too hard?
He's very flamboyant and very masculine at the same time. He's got a wonderful strength about him, but he's loves to tease and joke around. He says he's showed up in your dreams a few times as an animal, the same animal.
A white horse.
Keeps showing up.
White horse. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's him. I was wondering about that because I wrote that down and I was like, is it the same animal or do you change it up? He's like, no, I pick. White horse suits this gentleman perfect, I'll tell you that.
Actually, Shannon, there's a bunch of white horses. Bunch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says, so he wants you to start changing up the ways that you try to connect to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows it to me like you keep trying to pull him down to you. And he goes, I need her to think more about lifting herself up to meet me in the middle.
Okay.
Try.
So how do I do that? That's what I've been trying to do, but I guess I'm, like you said, doing it all wrong.
It's not wrong. It's just you have to think about it for them. You know, they're really having to adjust their vibration from being in the home energy that's so high resonating.
Okay.
And bringing it down. Okay, so if you think of that like a high-pitched flute, okay, let's use some music here. Like, that's a high-pitched flute, and we're down at the bass drum, okay? So when we're connecting, the drum has to come up a few octaves, and the flute has to come down a few octaves, make sense? And meet more in the middle. For us, we usually think of, well, we're down here at the drum level, it's easier for you to come straight down to me, but it is more of a meeting in the middle. He says, lighten it up and change it up different forms. He says, use some different ones, not the same one every time.
Mm-hmm.
So like today, if you used one type of meditation, to try to connect with him, and that one was kind of so. Well, I noticed a little bit, maybe I got really warm. Okay, different types of body signals that aren't normal to what is transpiring, because some will do cold, some will do warm, some will make the hair stand up on your right arm but not on your left arm.
Well,
okay.
You know what, Shannon, I'm glad that you told me that, because if he's sending me signs, he's sending me a lot of chills. Because
yeah.
that's what I'm getting, is chills. I mean, like almost as if I stepped into a freezer. You know, my both arms,
yeah.
Goosebumps and like chills with my toes all the way up into my shoulders and arms. Like, it's like a shutter type of chill.
Yes, and
so,
then it'll be gone.
Yep.
You know, it'll happen and then it's gone. It's not something that stays for a long time. It'll be real quick and then it's gone. And that's usually them. Okay. The more that you're starting to make the difference. You can also do the hot cold hand. And that's another one where you kind of sit in a meditation mode. You tell them, you put your palms face up in your lap and you go, my left hand, and you can do whichever one you want. This is not a rule of which one has to be which. But say you say, okay, my right hand is yes and my left hand is no.
Okay.
And just touch my palm in response to my questions. Keep your questions simple, right? Especially when you're trying to build that relationship and build that familiar connection with your guide. So you can do simple exercises like that of, Clarence, are you with me? Are you to my right? Because maybe you're feeling a chill on the right side. Are you on my right? Right hand, yes. Left hand, no. And then just wait and feel it. Sometimes it'll feel like a feather on your palm. Sometimes your hand will get hot or that hand will get cold. Okay? These are the ways that they can signal to us of that interaction and that answering. So he definitely wants to be in closer touch with you and giving you that support. He just says that he needs you to stop trying so hard and start making it more fun.
Okay, I like fun.
Okay.
Chill, thanks for the chill. He just sends up my spine.
And now you know the white horses are him in the dreams. There you go.
Well, thank you so much, all three. I appreciate it. I feel so enlightened. I feel so much better. Knowing like what I wasn't doing correctly and what I can do correctly, but I know he was around. I just didn't have a name. Oh, stop sending me chills. He's sending me chills again. I swear. He's funny. He is funny, I have to say. But at least I know what the signs are and what to look for, especially in the dreams and now the chills. I have to get rid of my headache because Ryan and I have one too. But all three of you, bless you.
Yeah.
Send you many blessings and love and light. And I appreciate you speaking with me. I feel so great. And I can't thank you enough.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Trisha.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Trisha.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on.
Night,
I'm going to put you on mute.
Thank you so much. Okay,
thank you.
That's great. Oh, that was awesome. Wow. Great readings. Beautiful. So we're going to go we're going to go to 954, and then after that it'll be 305 and then 503. So hang in there, folks. Here we go. 954, are you there?
Hi, Jan, Yvette. Happy Friday, all.
Hi, Yvette. Happy Friday.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm good. Boundaries. Oh, boy, that's a heavy topic.
Yeah.
It certainly is. Well, let's see what the cosmos has for me today.
Okay.
Yvette, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
How
are you?
Oh, I am fan-damn-tabulous. Boundaries. For you right now, I'm not picking up anything on the physical plane. I'm not picking up anything on the hold on here. The spiritual plane. I'm going to start picking on your spiritual plane. I want you to your pineal gland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of ringing or pitching noise in your ears throughout the day?
Yes.
Okay, take a note of that, okay? Take a note that it happens. You're sitting around, it's 1:32 p.m. You hear a sorry about that. That was annoying. But
it's okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so take a note of that and look up your angel card number, okay? So start to get a little religious is not the word to use, but start to get a little routine about that. Because that's your angels and guys chirping away at you. They have a lot of messages for you that you're ignoring at this time. I got a big headache. I have a big headache right between my right between my eyes with you. So you're gonna sleep good tonight, but I want you to start understanding and recognizing that you are in fact a light worker and you have abilities. Your clairs, your guys and your angels are pushing you to opening up your clairs, and you're blocking yourself for whatever reasons. And they're giving you a message. You're saying, it's like the old movie Back to the Future. Hello, McFly, are you home? Hello, McFly, are you home?
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Hello, McFly, are you home? For those callers and listeners, you know, they're knocking on the head of McFly. Hello, McFly, are you home? This is Butch talking to McFly, the character. And Back to the Future, they're saying, hey, you know. And I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, Eva. Just you're ignoring that part of your abilities, and you have to stop ignoring that. And when you do that, your headaches are going to go away, your migraines are going to go away. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, the ringing in the ears, they're trying to, I'll say, wake me up.
Yeah, a double cappuccino with a soy mocha latte froth and put in a blender and, three times a day. Yeah, they're trying to wake you up. And, so that's how that works. So do you have any questions for me?
No. Opening my clairs. I've been doing some mediumship classes, and I guess I just need to practice more working on those clairs.
Well, it's not that you need to practice more, Yvette. It's just that mm-hmm. you need to drop your shoulders a few inches and say, ooh, sa, and let it come to you. The more you, it's like beating a dead horse, okay? The mm-hmm. more you want it, the more you want it. It's hard to get that horse, isn't it? Just relax, ebb and flow, and let it come to you, because I don't know how to describe this. When you begin to fall in love with who you truly are, you will become one with yourself. Okay.
Okay.
And you're blocking yours, and this comes with boundaries, which is the theme of the show. When you fall in love with who you truly are, and deeply, truly, and completely fall in love with who you truly are, which is you are a light worker, it will just come to you and you'll be like, oh my God, one day, oh my God, I can just feel it. And you will feel it. So love yourself for who you truly are, okay? And that's not gonna be like a little light switch for you. It's gonna be a it's gonna be a little bit of a transition for you, because that's what you need for your body, for your ego and things of that nature. So I hope that makes sense for you, Yvette. Just don't block yourself and just love you. Look, wake up to them and say, hey, I love you. And thank you for bestowing upon me this ability that I have within myself, which is a mediumship. And just let it blossom like a flower, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. And with that, I'll pass to...
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. That was lovely. Really nice. Shannon, do you want to go, or do you want me
yeah.
to? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea if these are going to make any sense at all, because they don't to me, but that's okay. We're rolling with it. So first I had a woman named Lorraine show up. And I'm not sure if she's your spirit guide or a past loved one, but she was adamant about being first to step forward. And she has a gentleman
not a past,
with her. Not a past person you know?
No. No.
Okay. Okay. Then most likely it's probably the spirit guide. And it's really weird because they started singing doo-wop songs, and one of the songs, so you'll have to listen to the song because it's a song message, but they were singing, you know, the oldie goodnight sweetheart, it's time
yeah.
to go. Yeah, they're yep. singing there. That's what they were singing. So listen to the whole song. There's some message or resonance there for you to connect with. The gentleman, I was trying to get a name for him, and I kept getting something like Douglas or Doodle. And I was like, what, are you a Yankee Doodle Dandy or something like that? And he just laughed, of course, because, you know, spirits, they just think it's so funny. So I told him, fine, he was Doodle for tonight, because he wouldn't give me a straight answer.
I call one of my dogs Doodle.
Oh, okay.
Cool. His name is Ike, and I call him Ikey Doodle.
Perfect. And then this is a really strange message. I think I understand it, but they were showing me that you need to be wearing your ruby slippers more often.
Where? Ruby slippers. Okay.
Ruby slippers. Yes. That was just kind of like, okay. Yeah. I'm really going off the deep end. You guys are taking me into the Wizard of Oz now, right? Ruby slippers. and they're laughing at me. And they're like, ruby slippers were always Dorothy's self-empowerment she didn't know about. And I was like, oh. Okay, so I just made the note. Ruby slippers are self-empowerment. Okay. And I got Snickers. So,
Snickers.
Snickers from them, which is little giggles, you know, when they give little giggles, little snicker. So I was getting their joke, apparently. But they're like, yes, you need to be wearing your ruby slippers.
Okay.
They are your empowerment of who you are. And they have... that again. They have the ability to transport you into any time and space that you need to connect to. You just need to wear them. You're not going to make me click shoes three times. So I'm not doing that. No. No.
I already did that in my mind.
I'm barefoot over here, like looking at my feet like I'm wearing them. You know, we got ruby slippers on our feet. So, Lorraine and Doodle would like you to wear your ruby slippers.
Got it.
And listen to some doo-wop music.
I certainly will. Thank you. Oh, that's too cute.
Oh, yeah. That's
I
my
love
house
that.
For you this evening.
I just love that. That's the kind of stuff I get a lot, Shannon, in my readings. This kind of stuff, exactly. I can really relate to it. I just love that. So cool.
Yeah, make sure to look up that particular song, though, and listen, because that one, they were doing it together. I mean, like,
yeah, they were
snapping and all. So it's definitely a message for you.
Thank you so much.
And with that, I'll hand you off to
Jan. Thank you, That was so neat. I love that. Both readings were lovely. And what's really interesting, Yvette, is that when Ryan was talking. Wait a minute. Oh, shoot, I'm not sure. It might have been when Shannon was talking because I was doing something for a while there. I was seeing bright, bright red butterfly. So when she said ruby slippers, I went, oh my gosh, bright red ruby slippers, because I had seen a very, like, almost lumen, like, sparkling, bright red butterfly for you. And red and black, but the red was so out there, you know. So anyway, I don't know if I've ever given you a butterfly before, but the butterfly represents transformation and change, and you know it's time for a change, and you need the courage to break out of your self-imposed cocoon. It may be a time when you're going through a major life transition. It could be personally or in work, or in many different ways, and it's time to lighten up and to have fun, and there's a new way of lifestyle beginning to emerge. It's time to make the changes you've been considering, and also it says this too shall pass, and also to express yourself in wearing colorful clothing. That's what else the butterfly. Have I given you butterfly before?
No.
Yvette? Okay.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, because I always see the dolphin for you, but I see a lot of blue for you usually, but this was bright red, so this is interesting. And also the life cycle. Let's see, life cycle of a butterfly. Well, there's many, you know, there's different things they go through, but as a totem, it's the life is a colorful dance of joy. And not to take things too seriously, and to accept change in the never-ending cycle as part of your growth as a human being, and not to worry too much about what lies ahead, just to be more in the present. And butterfly is associated with the air, which is associated with the power of thought. And also, if you're ready to make changes, they will inevitably be happening. And they recommend also, this is another book that I'm reading out of, to wear clothing so that you can dance in and be colorful. So the singing and the song and the dance are coming through here for you.
A song and dance.
Yeah. And also, and that you are beautiful, as Ryan says. So that's basically what it says. I'm just seeing if there's any more to it. You know, that it says red denotes taking action in the butterfly. But you're a very action person. That's what it says right there. And I really saw a very bright red and black butterfly. It was really neat. Really, really pretty. So there you go.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Lot of music to listen to.
Yeah.
And I do love music and dancing. So this is perfect.
Great.
Thank you all so much.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in too. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you all. Thank you again.
Thanks, Yvette. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and we're just moving right along here. We've still got a long line. This is 856, and we missed PD, who was 305. She had to go, so we'll go to... Oh, wait a minute. It's 503 who's next. I'm sorry. 503, are you there? 503?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, 503.
This is Janet.
Hi.
How are you?
Janet. Good. How
yes.
are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Hi.
It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thanks
to all.
Thank
happy
you. You
happy
too.
Night to you. Blessings to you all. I have a couple things going on.
Okay.
I feel like I know who my angel guide is, and I feel like I know who one of my spirit guides is, but there's another spirit guide that is a male and I'm not sure of. And the other thing that's happening are I'm seeing 444, 444, 444. And it's been going on and on and on for a good 8 months. So I just need some clarity on whatever you guys can share with me about anything I just said or anything you might have to say to me in general. I'd appreciate it very much.
Sure. Definitely. Gosh, I'm seeing a lot of animals here.
Great.
And should I go
animals.
First, or does anybody? I know. Shall I go, or Ryan? Do you want to go first? And I'll just go ahead and go.
Okay.
What I'm seeing a tree. I'm seeing trees here. Quite a few trees.
Okay.
Have you been I know you go hiking a lot. Have you been around trees? Because, I mean, I'm just like, there's tons of trees here. Have you been hiking
yes.
in a tree area, at least?
Yes. So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going tomorrow as well, so.
Oh, you are. Okay. That's probably, okay.
Yes.
Because I'm really seeing a lot. And also, there's like... There's a monkey, there's an elephant, there's a koala bear.
Well, I was just at the zoo.
Oh, you were? No wonder. God, I was just like, wow. There's just so many. And there's a deer, and there's a duck, and there's in the trees, there's a the one that's sticking out, there's a swan. And there's one that's, you know, it's the, what do you call it? The swan is really sticking out here for me. And I was going to do the owl. The owl stuck out predominantly, too. So let me just go to the owl real fast, and we can do the swan, too. But there was just so many there. So let's see. You know, owl is such a neat, you know, owl is like the psychic's animal. So it's always kind of fun to hear about what the owl, and I took right to the, I didn't have to mess around with the pages. I went right to it. So, owl, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. That could, that's what they're saying here, but that could help you with the 444. If
okay.
you meditate on it, I know you probably already have too, because I know this is, it's been going on for a long time. Those are angel numbers, as you know. Be alert to any deception on any part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear. Quietly observe your environment, watching and listening for signs and omens that will give you questions and answers you may have. And this is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, or feel events before they actually happen. That's what the owl is. Your most creative cycle now could be at night, so set aside some time in the evening for projects and stuff. And let's see. You know, and the owl is usually an old soul, meaning comes around people with an old soul with inherent wisdom and continues to expand as you mature. And your very finely attuned awareness and sensitivity to others. Your greatest gifts are being able to foresee the future. You are able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience. That's what I love about the owl. They are the psychic's animal. And the 444, of course, is being clairvoyant already. So when you're seeing that all the time and picking up on the angelic realms, and they're coming to you big time, it sounds like. And so let me just go to the swan. We do have time.
Okay.
It's just that we have a lot of, I don't want to go on too long because I know they're going to, they're going to have a lot of, Ryan and Shannon are going to be having a lot to say here, especially about that 444. Let's see. And the swan says, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. And it's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out. You will soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is precious and a sacred gift, and I know you do already. Whatever changes you go through, just try to go with the flow. And that's what the swan is saying. You're highly intuitive and to the point of foreseeing the future. There we go again. Two animals telling you this. And you shine with inner beauty and walk the world with humility and poise. And you're very powerful physically and spiritually and highly protective of your loved ones. Oh, my God. That is so true.
That makes me want to cry.
But it's so true about you, too. So.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, you're welcome. And I'm going to leave you with that and let someone else come in. Ryan or Shannon?
We still got Ryan around.
Uh-oh, did we lose Ryan?
I think we lost Ryan.
Okay, let me see if he's calling back in. I can pick him right back up. Yep, pick him right back up. Ryan? Ryan? Hi. Whoops. Lost him again. Oh well, he'll call back in. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
I missed your first name.
Oh, I'm Jana. Jana.
Hi, Jana. So
hi.
I was asking about the male spirit guide that you've been trying to connect to, and he gave me a really weird name. we had to go a few rounds to finally get where I spelled it.
Okay.
I think he wanted to smack me for it because I kept going, are you sure? Because to me it was sounding like Norman, but it wasn't. It was Norwin. N-O-R-W-I-N. And he made me make, at first I wrote it without the dash, and he was like, no, the dash goes in there. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's very much two distinguished pieces. He makes me feel like it has a Nordic history, which is why he chooses to use it.
Okay.
He's very heady for me. Like, some are more visual for him. With him, he's very much a mental connection. And he was telling me that he is kind of like number two. He's the support guide to the primary.
Okay.
He came in. More hands-on working with the primary. He was giving the number 32. So that
okay.
for me is around the age of 32 that he started to be more active with the primary guide as part of your team.
Okay.
He says there were things, there was changes that were going on.
Oh, at 30, when I was 32?
Yeah, in the 30s.
Okay. Yeah,
in your 30s.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Lots of changes, and he keeps pointing to the head. Like, there was a lot of mental, he makes me feel like you went through a lot of mental distress in your 30s.
Yes,
and
I
he
became
was
sober
kind
in
of,
my 30s, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and he was the one that was helping you to clean out the cobwebs, he says. To get more clarity in your thoughts.
Yeah, that happens, definitely.
And he's been working with you ever since then to help you keep and maintain that.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. I don't know somebody by that name, but that's great. I don't, you know.
Well, spirit guides a lot of times, because for me, most of the time when I ask a spirit guide their name, most of the time, the names that they give us are something that we can relate to. It's for us humans, because most spirit names at home, their true names, sound a little bit more like music notes.
Oh,
versus like Frank, okay? Because at home, we're energy, we're frequency, we're vibration. So names and identities are really a part of more the human experience, and your higher self maintains all of the different names you've had in a lifetime. Same thing for a spirit guide. They've done this too. So a lot of times, and this is one thing that I've used over the years, is rather than trying to pin down, okay, what exactly is your name, because they don't like to give their true names a lot to us humans, because we kind of abused that a long time ago. So instead, when you ask them, give me a name that I can use to relate to you, to connect to you. And so a lot of times they pull something from their own Akashic history. A lot of times it'll be something that was a name in a lifetime that they had that they're very fond of. Or it might be a region that they were very connected to, and they'll use a name that'll connect to that region, which is why he was giving me that Nordic connection. Because I asked,
oh, okay.
Is this your name in a lifetime? And he goes, no, it's Nordic. And that's, he did many lifetimes within that region in that time period. And he really likes those. So,
well, I'm glad he's keeping tabs on me, so that's good.
So that's why he's a little bit more difficult for you to try to connect with versus the other two. It's because he's really there in a support role to help you keep your mind clear and your emotions balanced.
Okay.
The 444 message, you can look up, there's a great site, Joanne's Scribes angel numbers.
Oh, yeah, numbers.
And they've got all kinds of sequences and repetition ones. But 444 is a very strong one, letting you know that the masters and angels, your guides, are fully supporting where you're currently at, and they are trying to give you the best guidance and assistance to continue in the direction that's best for you. So they're trying to bring more clarity, and and with you noticing that number, it is also reaffirming to you of their connection to you, letting you know that, yeah, we're still around. We're still here.
Okay.
We haven't left you. All right.
Okay.
So they send you a lot of support, and Norwin in particular says not to worry. Anytime you feel like you're getting back into that pressure cooker, she calls it a pressure cooker, remember that I'm here and we're not going back in there. So
okay, great.
He's there
Yay.
To help you to keep clearing those mental cobwebs, he says, because for you, this is a continual area of work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you're failing at all. It's just because of the course of life. Course. That's, you're not giving that as a pathway.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he shows it like course, like rough rocks. Like abrasive.
So I'm on a rough course right now, or?
You've had a rough course.
Yes.
The life path has been a rough course, and he shows it, course, like abrasive to the skin. He says, but bear in mind, it was much more abrasive to your heart and your emotions. He says, so yes, know that that is what was.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that is now gone. It's only the residual memories and emotional scars that he's helping you to continually keep clearing those in your mental body, especially, so that way you can keep the cobwebs down.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That makes perfect sense to me. Yes.
Wonderful. So. Great.
Awesome.
So that's what I have for you, Jenna.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Is Ryan gone?
Ryan, are you there? Did I get you?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I had my earbuds on, and next thing I know, I can hear you guys. I'm talking. And blah, blah, blah about the Kmart Blue Light specials, and no one's listening to me. I'm thinking, that's how that works. I'm like, water bottles, aisle 4 for $1 Kmart Blue Light special. And I was like,
no, that's aisle 444.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
No, I'm doing fandom tablets. There's not much more that I can add to what the wonderful mediums Jan and Shannon just shared with you. The only thing that I was picking up on your energy field was a little bit of chronic heartburn, acid reflux, starting in your second to third chakra going up, and I really think that's just temporary.
Okay.
So, you know, and then that's just you fighting with yourself over your own creativity and your own wisdom and power. That's not news to you. So I,
no.
you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
I do.
Just. Well, whenever you get that heartburn, that indigestion in your stomach, or you get that you're second guessing yourself, which is part of wisdom, which is associated with your third chakra, you have to just stop second guessing yourself and follow your intuition. which and your intuition is kind of, it kind of boils up only up to your third eye, okay, which
okay.
is your awareness, which is your pineal gland, which is Jana, just stop doubting yourself. And I think you're doing a lot of that. You're like the St. Thomas, you know, from the biblical Bible, where you have to kind of, and I'm not trying to, I'm just using a metaphor here. You have to kind of see and feel it for yourself in order to believe it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from the show me state, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of who you are, right?
Yeah.
You're like the show me. Show me. And you're like, all right.
Prove it, yeah.
Show me. Prove it. Prove it to me. The proof is in the pudding. So and that's a part of faith, which is
yeah.
a part of truth, which is a part of your root chakra. So begin to and this is a life lesson experience for you, and the mm-hmm. ability for you to just to let things go. Let your ability, you know, for example, I was born as Catholic at this, whatever, but I had to shed that away and just become a spiritual person. For you, you need to just kind of like a snake sheds its skin and, mm-hmm. and becomes a new snake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of similar. That's probably not the best analogy in the world, but shed your old belief systems and just say, aha, yes. No matter what I was brought up to believe in, I believe in what I believe in because it's what serves my highest good. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes total sense. You're right on the money. All of you have been right on the money.
Yeah. So, let's keep an ear out for your guys and your angels that are chirping in your ears. And I talked about this to a caller previous to you about that ringing pitch tone in your ears. Yeah. Just
mm-hmm.
and you're spiritually waking, Jana, and you know that.
Yeah. I am.
So don't deny yourself, okay?
I won't. And thank you so much to all of you. I you have no idea how much I appreciate you all, you know, and wish you
aww.
All the best. So thanks
okay.
very much. Nice
thank
to talk
you.
To
you,
you all. Okay.
You too.
Thanks.
And I have
good night.
Just one more little
Scott?
Thing. Jana, one more
yes.
little thing here that Lynn,
yes.
Lynn has put in the message here about angel number 444, and she says, the meaning of 444 is that you become aware of the spiritual dimension and the energies within and around you. The more you learn about yourself as a spiritual being, the more you will understand that you're not separated from existence, but you are one with the universe, always in perfect harmony. So that she just wanted to give you that since
oh, thank you.
We were talking, and that's from Lynn.
Oh, thank you. All right, well, I wish you all a great night, and thanks for doing this.
Definitely. Thank you, and we're glad that you called, and we'll talk to you another time.
Yes, we will. Blessings. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Blessings back. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. This is great. That was great, and I'm going to go to 856. We have like 6 minutes. 856, are you there?
Yes, hi.
856?
This is Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Is this a Laura that we know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad you called in.
Thank you. I have a phone interview on Monday with two directors for a one-year contract.
Uh-huh.
It's in the Philadelphia area, metropolitan area. Do you see me getting that job?
Shall I go? You want to go? Okay, Ryan, you go.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to read. Hi, Laura. This is Ryan. I'm just trying to read your energy fields. I got a metallic taste in my mouth on this, and that's not a bad thing. It's just I don't know where the metallic taste is coming from. It's either from the directors that you're interviewing or from you. I don't have a clear direction at this moment in time. I'm just trying to read you really fast here. It's only 6 minutes. You need to speak your truth with them. Speak your truth with them. Make sure you follow your heart. I'm not sure. There's a little bit of a disconnect there. Not sure if this is what you really want to do. They may be testing the waters with you, but please speak your truth and take it from there. So, with that, I'll pass on. Boy, I'm having a hard time with this one. But with that, I'll pass. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank
you. And Shannon, do you want to go or shall I go real fast?
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. So, Laura, the first, when you're talking, I just see this dolphin swimming through underneath the water, not on top, underneath, just swimming through really fast. And then I see these green sparkles, big sparkles. It looks like it's fanning out like a peacock, all sparkly, and it's green. It's very pretty, and it's a fairy, though. It's not a peacock. It's a fairy. And so I don't know if you've ever been told that you have fairies, but you certainly have one there. I'm just going to go real fast to a dolphin. Dolphin is in the water. You know, dolphin represents water. And it says take a few minutes to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And especially think more lovingly and positively toward the person or thing that you may be having difficulty with. Try doing dolphin breathings. Take some deep breaths and observe how you feel. And lighten up. Have a good time. Go out and have fun. Enjoy yourself. Be in the water. That's what it's. Dolphin is master of the water. You have a lot of compassion and empathy with people, and you're able to counsel them. You're highly intuitive and psychic, and don't take things too seriously, and just have fun and enjoy yourself. So I'm just going to leave you with that, because that dolphin was running right through the water really fast. So that dolphin wants to be near, is around you, and so is the fairy. So I'll go on to Shannon.
Thank you.
Hi, mm-hmm. Laura.
Hi.
So you said there's two different contracts that are both for a year?
Actually, yeah, there are two contracts, but the one on Monday I'm interviewing with the two directors. There is another contract, but that one's up in New York. This one is closer to me, the one I'm interviewing for on Monday.
Explains why I'm seeing double of everything. Double, double, doubles. Thought I was in a Spearmint commercial for a minute. Double, double, doubles. Okay.
With Leah Hassel for me to go to every day, but I prefer to get the one closer where I live. And it would be more cost beneficial for me too.
Yeah. The one with the phone interview on Monday, I don't mean to offend, but I'm hearing balls to the walls. That's what literally giving me balls to the walls, girl. Balls to the walls.
What do they mean by
that, though, when they say that? Like, it's going to be a hard contract, or?
No, it's going to be a tough competition.
Oh.
Yes. So they're like, you need to work on your confidence. You need to focus. If you feel that this is the right job, they're like, you need to really make it yours leading up to the interview. Because they're making me feel like one of the directors is going to be like, yeah, I really like her, but it's the other one that you're going to have to knock his socks off. Because he's the one that's got more sway in the decision, but he's the one that's more quiet about what he's looking for. That makes sense?
Yeah,
the other one is going to be chatty. Mr. Quiet is the one that you're going to want to be able to show your strengths in the conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to get this. Yeah.
You can do this. They're like, you're able to do this. That's why they're giving you the balls to the wall comment. You can do this. You can make both of them say yes. But you've been doubting yourself quite a bit as to, well, there's so many others. They're like, polish it up. Shine that suit of yours. And they're talking about the physical you, not an actual clothing. Polish you up, buff and shine. This weekend, it needs to be all about you, all about things that make you feel good, pampering yourself, doing your hair. They're showing me a body scrub, so I'm going to take it like that's part of the polishing. Things like they're like, even if you want to give yourself a facial mask, you know, you got eggs, you got mayonnaise in the fridge, break it out, girl. Make yourself, pump yourself up about who you are and what talent you can bring to the table, because it's there. But when you get into your self-doubt and questioning because of the type of competition that you're going against, that's when you start to kind of allow the nerves to overtake in the presentation, right? And they're like,
yeah,
this one, it's about that initial presentation. So balls to the walls, girl. Buff it up. Shine that stuff up. Make yourself feel really good and confident in who you are and the abilities you have that you'll be able to present and be able to communicate it in ways that weren't anticipated.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, because what kind is this? Is this like a commercial thing, or they're showing me consecutive things?
It's a pharmaceutical company, but it's a one-year project.
Okay. Because, yeah, the silent one has an idea of what he's looking for, but you're going to be able to shatter that image.
Are they telling you what it is that he's looking for?
No.
All right.
They're not giving me that because they said you'd get too stuck on it. So you know what these things are going to be kind of like and what's kind of being presented. And so they're like, okay, take what you know and notch it up.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Please let us know how you do, how it goes. Yes, good luck, and call us back and let us know, okay?
I will.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
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 All right. So a couple of the callers dropped off because I said we only had a few minutes. Actually, Lynn reiterated that we have 2 hours. But just to give us some breathing room. So we're technically all done. And so I think we can close off there. We don't have any more at the moment because three of them left because I said we only have 6 minutes. So I sort of blew that. But anyway.
No, that's okay because doing 2 hours stretch of readings is.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's a long time.
That's
yes,
a
it
lot
is.
Of shifting gears.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. So anyway, it's working out perfectly. So we are done, everybody, and we just want to say thank you for all the callers calling in and people listening to us, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week, and thanks to Ryan and Shannon, and I'm just going to say goodnight and let them say their goodbyes too, and we'll close out. Ryan or Shannon?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I would like to thank Shannon and Jan. My name is Ryan Dragna. I'm a spiritual energy healer. You can find me on my website, healingthroughspirit.com, or through Facebook search Ryan Dragna. And it was with much love, appreciation, gratitude. I thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening and all that kind of fun stuff. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's been a good evening. Even if we're all been like kind of hit by this recent wave of energy that just seems to be wanting us all to go take a long nap. Enjoyed all the callers tonight and connecting, and always enjoy my co-hosts Ryan and Jan. It's been fun. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Find some laughter, find some joy, and bring it back with you on next week's show.
All right. Thanks, Shannon. That was really nice. I enjoy both of you so much, too, and appreciate it, and I'm grateful to be working with you, and I just enjoy listening to both of you so much. You're both so amazing. So we'll see you all next week, and on that note, Lynn says push the blue button for music, so I'm just going to see what happens. Here we go. Here it goes. Good night.